Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be, you know, like I always say, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. I know you're tired of hearing them, right? Well, then do something about it. Seriously. And I do very much appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being engaged, asking questions, sending emails. There's a whole bunch of ways to get information, the information that you need to actually make something happen. All right, a lot of good stuff happening. Well, you know, biggest thing right now, don't get excited about Christmas yet or Thanksgiving. I think the candy's already here for Halloween, though, right? I'm just asking. Yeah, I'm hearing the diesel shortages are up. We are dangerously low. We haven't had this kind of trouble with diesel fuel since, I guess, the days of Truman or something like that. But seriously, I mean, things are so great that you have nothing to worry about. Except that you may not be able to get Christmas gifts because you're not going to be able to move any of this stuff from where it's at now. Yeah, from where it's at now to, well, anywhere. Because the trucks don't have any diesel fuel. Come on, give that some thought. How are they going to stock the stores so you get the stuff you need to give the kids you... Well, you know, we are not... Sorry. I know somebody's going to get mad at me for this, but we are not big overbuying at Christmas time. It's an extreme irritant for me. Right? That we've turned it into that kind of day. But that's a story for another day. But again, as I said, right now they're looking at the fact that the truckers aren't going to be able to move their trucks. They're not going to be able to move product. And don't, you know, where's the administration? Where are they on this? Probably nowhere. This is not a big deal to them. They don't get it. They don't understand. They don't want to understand, frankly. That's kind of where I'm at. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. You know, I've talked about this. A lot of other guys that are not. Myself, Steve Deese, Todd Starnes. Not real big McCarthy fans. Sorry. You know, we need a real pit bull, not a chihuahua. And remember, he had, what was it, 7 years ago? 6 years ago, whatever it was. He had a hard time getting Republicans to vote him in as Speaker of the House. What does that tell you? He's not a trustworthy guy. Right? Now, he did. And look, I can tell you, I know you guys get mad at me, but you really? Do you really want him to impeach Joe Biden? Do you really want him to open up the seat? A lot of conservatives mad at him because he said he wouldn't do it. Do you really want him to open up that seat for Kamala Harris? Kamala, whatever they're calling her. I don't want that opportunity. God forbid something happens to Kamala. Guess who's next in line? Yeah, you know who. No thank you. Not interested. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You have to be part of the solution. This is ridiculous. Hillary said that the right-wing extremists plan to literally steal the 2024 election. Look who's talking. The way they planned out that whole thing with Trump? Seriously. She said that right-wing extremists are already in the works. They already have the plan. They have the ground game together. And they're going to get you. No, really, they're going to get you. Don't you love these people? It's always us that's doing the wrong thing, according to them. Right? They have mastered this. This is something they've been doing this for decades. And yet we're the ones that are going to steal the election. Come on, people. You got to love this. Here's how I hope. Here's Hillary in her own words on what she's going to do with this election or what's been done with it.
Polls, I'm here to highlight something that is keeping me up at night. And I know this group really understands what I'm about to say. I know we're all focused on the 2022 midterm elections, and they are incredibly important. But we also have to look ahead, because you know what? Our opponents certainly are. Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. And they're not making a secret of it.
Now, I've been called a right-wing extremist. How come I don't have the plan? Nobody gave me the plan. Anybody know what the plan is? I'd love to find out. Maybe Brad knows what the plan is. I don't know. We'll see. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
Okay. We're back at it again. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you. You know what? You got to get informed. Once you get informed, then you can engage. If you engage with information, you will freak out your opponent. But if you're just spewing the line, you're spewing what everybody else is spewing, and you really don't know. I mean, come on, let's be honest about it here. Some of you really don't know what you're talking about. But if you really don't know what you're talking about, you play right into their hand. So let's not do that. That's why truly I bring on the people that have a clue, right? I bring on the people that know how to deal with this stuff on a regular basis. And that's kind of what I need you to do. I need you to pay attention, fight the fight, but make sure you have real ammunition. All right? That's why I bring on guys like Brad Dacus. Brad Dacus, I love this guy. He joins me every week. And, you know, he is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, before we get rolling, I'll wait until people what Pacific Justice is all about. But I got to tell you, tell them about the event Saturday night. It was fantastic. If you're ever in Southern California in October, you got to go out of your way to make sure you go to this event. Come on, it's all yours. Go for it.
Yes, it was absolutely fantastic, Joe. You know, you were there, and it was our big celebration of justice. We had some keynote speakers. We had Todd Starnes was the MC. Then we had Governor Mike Huckabee. He spoke. We had Charlie Kirk. He did a fantastic job as well. I got to share about our cases and our litigation across the country and what we're doing and growing. And it was really well done. The food. Had lobster bisque with
No. You had cold lobster bisque, and you were busy running around.
I did eat my lobster bisque right when they put it in front of me. I just wolfed it down, and then they filet mignon and with halibut and a wonderful a chocolate mousse, dense chocolate mousse. It was really a great food. Great environment. It was, 730, people were there at the JW Marriott in Anaheim. It was just first class, well done, and people really, I think, felt, revved up and very hopeful as we, talked about the challenges,
Positive side about this is the sponsors and supporters that you had there that very much could see and know and have watched you over the years and watch what you're doing to protect people's rights. And that's why you're so successful, because you really do it for all the right reasons. You've got the right people behind you. And, I very much enjoyed being there. I meant to grab Charlie before he left and ask him how often he listens to my show, because 90% of what he said is what we say here on a regular basis,
That's very true. He's very direct, very straightforward. But what he said was, undebatable. I mean, it was very solid.
No, it's true. Stop. I mean, my words are a little different, but saying stop playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. It's time to start using guerrilla warfare like they do. It's no time to lay back. And I know that you had probably a dozen at least pastors in the group. And he was being very direct with the pastors about what they needed to be doing and how they needed to be dealing with things. And
they walked out real soon after he got it. No, I'm teasing. No,
I'm surprised they didn't walk out while he was speaking, but go ahead.
We had the feedback I received from the pastors was very positive. One of the pastors, said basically Charlie Kirk is like a prophet. He speaks for us the truth with the confidence of knowing what he's saying is true and necessary for people to hear. And it was a great experience. It was a wonderful event. A good number of people, decided to support Pacific Justice Institute that night and become a regular monthly supporter. And we're just very encouraged about the whole gala.
Yeah, I was too. I thought it was great. I loved listening to, it's one of those nights where you're not trying to sell yourself, so you're walking around listening. I was listening to people talk. I was listening to people in the lines talk about some of the great work that you're doing. So people are paying attention and are genuinely excited to support PJI. So some of you need to hop on PJI.org, find out what's going on over there, find out why you should support Pacific Justice. And you heard me. You should find out why you should support Pacific Justice. It's just no way around it if you truly believe what you say you believe. That's how I see it. Anyhow.
Right.
All right. Let's get down with the good stuff, okay? That's the wrong one. Come on, Messina. I had them all ready to go just for you because I like doing this to you. All right. University of Pennsylvania woman, she sued the university hospital. She was fired for refusing to assist with a gender reassignment surgery, because she's a nurse. So, she was at the University of Michigan Health West, and she was fired for her Christian belief, she said, because when she refused to be part of a reassignment surgery, they started giving her a hard time, and then they let her go. All right. This is like a massive suit. If she hadn't received negative reviews and she was always, you know, giving good reviews, got pay raises, that kind of stuff, this is a hard one for them to wiggle out of, isn't it? It would be hard.
Oh, it definitely is. And the reason is because Title VII of the Civil Rights Act requires employers to reasonably accommodate the sincerely held religious beliefs and practices of their employees. And, you know, a reasonable accommodation was not even offered here.
Nope.
They could have said, okay, no problem. You don't have to do this procedure. There's all these other procedures that you can do. But no, they just said, no, you're fired. You know, we at Pacific Justice are actually defending a nurse who's working for Kaiser Permanente in Southern California. This nurse wants to work in the women's health clinic, you know, there for part of the women's division of Kaiser. But she says, you know, I just don't want to participate in abortions. That's just a small, you know, fraction of what they do there in that center. They said, no, you either have to, you know, get your hands bloody with this, or I didn't say it that way, but that's, you know,
right,
what she was probably thinking. You know, the blood of the unborn on your hands, or you don't get to work here. And it was just a real intolerant attitude and no attempt to accommodate her. So we filed a lawsuit against Kaiser, and that litigation is still ongoing. You know, we want to take these entities to task when they're not reasonable for people. And otherwise, we're just going to have a purging of doctors and nurses from hospitals across the country who have faith and have convictions. And those are the kind of doctors and nurses I want treating me when I go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus right after this.
Market, have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reports say a 5.1 magnitude earthquake hit California near San Jose. The U.S. Geological Survey saying it was followed by a 3.1 magnitude aftershock. All Bay Area trains halted service. but no damage or injuries are reported. Inflation continues to hit Americans hard, especially when it comes to consumer confidence again. The Conference Board's consumer index fell 5 points in October after rising for two straight months. The board's Lynn Franco cited inflation worries with food and gas prices driving concerns. Elon Musk will close his $44 billion deal to purchase Twitter by Friday. That's what Reuters says he told co-investors in the deal. They say investors now have the paperwork from Musk's lawyers showing it's a done deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, get involved, get engaged, get informed, though, okay? Maybe I should change my mantra. My mantra now is get informed, then get involved, and engage. Because you have to have the information, because you really do create an issue when you give misinformation. And sometimes, I know you don't do it on purpose. You've been told by a friend of a friend of a friend who you like, and you know, and you know, and everything's cool. And it's not cool. Let's not get ourselves in trouble here. Let me bring him back on. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week. Helps us kind of weed through the legalities of this. And, Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. I truly enjoy your time.
Oh, thank you. Great to be in the program.
You know, we were talking about this nurse that was let go by the hospital. Now she's sued the hospital, and you know she wants to be reinstated with a lost pay, and it all came over her religious objection to sex assignment surgery or whatever it's called.
Where they make surgical, you know, procedures to change how the body looks. Right. Even though the body is still, every cell is still unanimous, that they're still the same gender that they were, the brain is still the same. It's a male brain or a female brain. They can't change that. Can't change the muscular, skeletal structure, reproductive organs. So it's a facade of appearance. It's like, you know, with where they sterilize the child in the process. It's really very, very inhumane when people...
It's hateful. And it's disgusting, and it's all being done in the name of love. We don't want the child feeling bad about themselves. We don't want this. We don't want that. It's like, no, you're not, because you don't always give a child what they want, no matter what they threaten you to do. You know, it's crazy.
Gender identity dysphoria, especially for children, it's a developmental issue. It's actually something if they're left alone. Most of them will not have that dysphoria by the time they reach high school. Yep. Or by the time they, and then, you know, even the odds increase even beyond that. So, it is unfortunate, and some people are pulled and persuaded that way. Unfortunately, a lot of these are coming from kids that were taken from parents, put into foster care, and then the government becomes the nanny who says, yeah, cut that body part off, inject it with hormones. And many parents are just screaming and upset to see the government mutilating, masochistically mutilating their child. Most children, when they have this done, they're not happy. They still have the same depression. Depression doesn't go down. The suicide rate does not go down. John Hopkins validated that. So it's really tragic. And, I think that nurse is well-positioned, both rationally and reasonably, as well as having a sincere religious faith and conviction against, masochistically, hurting a child unnecessarily.
Yep. All right, question for you. California just passed a law forbidding companies from complying with anti-abortion warrants. Now, I this one's a hard one, because how does that happen? How does a state government tell companies or pass a law that says you must ignore, ready for this one, you must ignore federal warrants? That you can't do that.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And yet we see this kind of tyrannical actions, trying to get people to bow the knee to the state or to the federal government. And
yep.
In reality, states do have rights. They do have protections. And I think this is going to be an interesting case, because I think it is going to end up in court.
Yeah, well, but I mean, at the most rudimentary level, okay, you can't ignore federal warrants. A state governor can't tell a company to ignore or a citizen to ignore a federal warrant, can they?
That's a good point. And so, when you're talking about a federal warrant, you're talking about something that you're presuming he has legal binding authority. When you have an executive order, for example, sometimes that's not legally binding, and sometimes it is beyond the constitutional powers of the executive branch. So it is very concerning, definitely, to say the least.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at that, going, okay, so here you have a state official basically putting himself or herself above federal law. If you want to fight that warrant, you fight that warrant in court. You get a temporary restraining order from the judge, not to enforce the warrant or what have you, but to ask a company to ignore that, to me, is beyond comprehension. I don't understand how they even think that could happen. Do you know what I mean? Or am I off here?
No, you're correct. And any attorney will advise that company not to just be complacent and ignore it, but to seek relief in court and to try to invalidate the warrant. But you're absolutely right. It is a stretch, definitely a scary legal stretch.
All right, so you did get a win in New York City, but does this play out across the country? So the state Supreme Court in New York ordered New York City to reinstate all the fired unvaxxed workers with back pay, which I thought was quite interesting and well deserved, if you would. Will that carry across?
Yeah, so that decision is a great decision, and our New York attorneys, and we have three offices in New York State. They're very happy, needless to say. But that decision is binding upon government employees in that particular lawsuit. However, the principle of it is applicable to all public workers there in New York. I believe it's also going to be a fantastic precedent for purposes of dealing with the private sector as well in New York. It's not binding for other states, but it's definitely something that other states will look at, especially since we're looking at, the state Supreme Court of New York, which is, famous for not being friendly to people of faith and religious objections. That's not their reputation. So this is going to have a nice strong wind in the sails for many cases across the country that we at Pacific Justice Institute have, and we're going to be including this as a citing, as we're going to cite the case. Not that it's binding, but it's still nonetheless a case that should be included in briefs in similar cases that we have.
You know, it's interesting in reading some of the things that they wrote, right? It was one of the reasons that they said that they had to be reinstated was they were fired by mandate from the health commissioner. And they said the health commissioner doesn't have the ability to order the firing or removing of employees. So that was one of the things they hung their head on. The other one is that they felt like the vaccine mandates were arbitrary and capricious. And, again...
Right.
You know, you've taught me over the years. I would love these guys to really quote the Constitution when they come up with some of these rulings, so it truly becomes, a foundational ruling, if you would.
Yeah. Now, that second reason, the first reason is fairly narrow, and with regards to that the wrong person fired him, okay. But the second reason is actually very broad, and that is going to be very helpful and applicable in many other cases as well. So that's the positive element. And, we argue, void for vagueness arguments in our cases dealing with these mandates. They're arbitrary and capricious. So at times, and I, and illogical much of the time. So yeah. I think that this is good. This is a great time. Our cases at Pacific Justice Institute, Joe, they're increasing, probably about by 50% on these kinds of cases will increase by like about 50% in the next, 5 to 6 months, maybe even more. We have, just our Southern California alone, we've got, 14 new lawsuits that are going to be filed. In Oregon, we've got, I think 25 new lawsuits we're going to be filing just in Oregon on this. So our cases are just exploding, and so we're very happy. Our attorneys have already had a Zoom conference meeting regarding this, and they're complete.
We got to do a break. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go. We can do this for 3 hours, for God's sake. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech.
The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Don't give your hopes. That was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him back. We're having a great and heated conversation, and if his food wasn't getting cold, I'd hold him over. But, hey, Brad Dacus, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, somebody sent me a note while we were yakking away during the break, and the vaccinations that, you know, the people that got fired in New York City over the vaccinations, New York Supreme Court, forcing them, as we were talking about, to be put back to work with back pay. And, you know, we were talking about it, and you said this will have ripples across the country. He's asking, basically, with the massive differences in laws here in California and maybe Texas or wherever, could you really use the same principles to put these people back to work?
Yeah, it will be helpful. You know, each state is different. Mandates are different. But the facts are such that it would be similar to many of our other cases. The void for vagueness argument, I love it. That's something we're already arguing. So it's just, you know, it's something that we'll be adding to our briefing and our cases. This New York decision, you know, with judges, even if they're not bound by, say, the New York Supreme Court. Say they're in Iowa or California, they'll still look at it, they'll read it, and they'll take it to heart because no judge wants to be overturned. And I think that that's a very persuasive thing to add to a brief, a decision by the New York, Supreme Court.
Good. All right, and let's talk a little bit about CDC now. Is now, I think it was a unanimous vote to, I won't say force, but to, you know, kind of make the kids have the COVID-19 vaccine along with all the other vaccines they have to have to go to school. And, you know, you get a state like California, they're not going to push back on that. What can parents do? I mean, you really can't do anything with some of the other vaccines, but they've been around for a long time. Is there any hope?
Now, yeah, there is. So in California, statutorily, the law says that any vaccine adopted after 2015, then parents, have the ability to potentially opt out their child. It's not, absolute mandate. And many states have similar language to that in varying degrees. However, the problem is first, when the CDC speaks something like this and says something like this, there is a big pressure on states to adopt this. Some states, you'll have governors in their bureaucratic office pronouncing this, and requiring this vaccination. There are three states that there's a good chance they're going to be implementing this. And because of the way they're set up to basically emulate the CDC's recommendations, those states are New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. So we're watching those three states very carefully. But if a state adopts this and mandates it, it'll be, like in California, it'll be mandatory on the public schools, but also on the private schools. There's no differentiation when it comes to vaccinations. What that means is that parents will be forced to either homeschool in California or leave the state if this is adopted and implemented in California. Some school districts, we had about 40 try to do local mandates, and we snuffed a good number of those out and litigated successfully. But this is a big concern, because if this happens, we're going to see a huge, huge exodus from blue states with blue governors pushing this to red states that are believing in freedom and parental rights. That's, we're watching it very closely, but right now it's not a reason to leave California. There's still some things that would have to take place before this would be the direct threat that many people see it as.
Yeah, and again, I've already got parents asking me, are you guys going to, many know I'm already on a school board, but are you guys going to mandate this? Are you going to force this? And we're saying, okay, let's not get too far ahead of this, number one. We don't know what the guidelines are going to be or anything like that. But I personally would not want to enforce this, kind of rule, law. But I'm in a junior high and high school district. These shots are usually enforced down at the elementary level, and I think that's where they're going to have the biggest trouble.
You are correct. And I think also there's a definite political angle to this that I think was a big mistake by the CDC and the left, and that, there's a lot of parents out there, maybe they're independents, maybe they're, not resolute about who they're running for, going to vote for governor, in states like Oregon, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, some of these states, there's Democrats who are governors, and a lot of parents may look at this and say, oh, shoot, if this person remains the governor of Michigan, then they may pronounce this. They may adopt this. We may have to sell our home and leave. So I think this is going to be a final push for many parents out there who weren't sure which way they were going to go for governor. I think it's going to push many of them to vote for Republican governors who believe in parental rights, who would not support this kind of a mandate.
Well, I hope you're right. You are the eternal optimist. So I really hope you're right on this one.
Yeah, I predict two upsets. Right now, I'm going to just go. I predict that Michigan is going to be a surprise and go Republican. I also predict that New Mexico is going to be a surprise and go Republican regarding the governor races.
You might be right. It's kind of looking like it's going in that direction. I don't trust the polls at all. So I'll stay on board with you on this one. All right. you and I have talked about the fight that we have to have, the fight that we can't back away from anymore. We've got to be willing to take it to the wall. We've got to be willing to lose, as our founding fathers did, you know, family, business, lives, the whole nine yards. The Christian Baker won the same-sex wedding cake case here in California. You know, the Tasty Bakeries in California. And, you know, again, if you look at how this came down, finally, I think, what, 5 years? I don't know if you've been following this. I think it's 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
They've been fighting this, and they finally won. So you have to sit there and say to yourself, you know it takes a long time. We can't give up our principles. I mean, you as an attorney know it takes a long time.
It does.
Is this kind of the average time for this kind of win, 4, 5, 6 years?
Yeah. Normally, of course, cases do take that long. The churches opened up during Gavin Newsom's, shutdown. That was a miracle. We were able to quickly get it up to the Supreme Court, get an emergency injunction. Boom, and it worked out great. But generally speaking, these cases take a long time, and to get them to the Supreme Court, you're talking, years, sometimes a decade plus, sometimes even, 15 years, because of procedures and going back and forth and up and down, for example.
So much for a speedy trial.
Yeah, I know. It is a little problematic, So, you do have injunctive relief, and you can get that sometimes to halt something in the interim. But while the case is pending, I'm very optimistic about this case. But the Supreme Court that we now have, I believe that we're going to see a favorable end result in this case because of Trump's appointments. 5 years ago, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't have said that. But now I believe we have the votes, and they put religious freedom, revere it very highly, just as the Constitution does.
Well, again, my optimist buddy, I hope you're right when it hits there. I'm kind of worried about this new justice that we've got on there, and see where her head is at, where she's coming from, after all of this. So we'll see what happens, and they're having little wins anywhere. All right, we got about 2 minutes left. I'm wondering, you got any cases you want to talk about that PJI is handling?
Yeah, well, we're defending two pro-life clinics that are being attacked by the California Attorney General. It's a witch hunt, and it's the new strategy that Democrat governors and Democrat attorney generals are implementing across the country, which is trying to shut down the pro-life clinics, that are really caring for women and children. So if there's anyone out there who knows of a clinic that's being under attack, this is the trend. We're fighting back hard with our offices in 20 states, coast to coast. They need to contact us so we can represent them. But this is another fight we're going to be intensely engaging in the years ahead.
That's what I love about it. That was part of the theme that night, was not backing away from the fight. Was going forward into the fight and making sure, you've got the right people behind you. You've got the ammunition. You've got what you need. And, the people hear me say it. It's kind of like what I was explaining to a friend of mine about calling you guys first and saying, this is what I've got in mind. I don't want to be ridiculed. I don't want to make a mistake. Tell me what I need to do to make sure I'm within my rights. That way, then, when you're approached by these people, when you're approached by the man, you say, no, I have a right to do this, and this is why, and this is, where it says so. I mean, some people just spew the Constitution, and really they're spewing the wrong amendment, or they really don't have a right to do what they think they have a right to do. So,
right. And Also, I want to let people know, if they go to our website, they can get a voter guide for their state, all 50 states, at pji.org. pji.org. A voter guide for each of the 50 states they can pull down.
You do school boards? I better be on there. Anyway. go enjoy your cold food. God bless you for what you're doing, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Thank you.
All right. Go and see your host. A lot going on. A lot to talk about. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.